always some knucklehead on the Detroit's Upper East Side. Always.
Yippee-ki-yay-ki-yo.
All right.
right. Well, glasses aren't important at all when you're driving, so there you go. 16 minutes here, 7:54 ETA, and we'll see you in effect, KV8 VSI. Good morning, 8 here. I didn't catch who it was, I just caught the good morning. So I will return the good morning.
And Phil, are you saying you're 15 minutes out?
Ah, yes, Phil, good morning. 16 minutes now, see, you snooze, you lose a minute.
All right, I'll leave in about 5 to 10 minutes. See you there.
I never heard from Mark, so it's going to be you, me, Steve, and Don, and then Dave and Greg are joining us, so six. Should be no problem at that place accommodating. Well, they can probably do 12.
Okay, if we could go first, I'll let him know. Hey, Peter.
Okie dokie. See ya in a bit. WAFU. I got snow!
Where are you at now?
I'm on the Woodworth Loop. At, where am I at here? Is this Perry Street? Yeah, Perry Street, North Loop.
How'd you get there? Which way did it tell you to go?
Takes me up to 59, cuts me across.
Oh, okay, so you're taking the, I get it, you're taking the circle. Back down around M59. All right, well, I'm a half mile away, so I guess I'll beat you there. Okay, Peter.
Okay, yeah, they got Hugo Chavez, if they need Big Johnson.
Oh, okay, what you're doing? All right, good morning. Only two cars in the parking lot, so I think we're good. KPR.
All right. I will be there in about 10 minutes. So swing by the bank first. KPD. I still have the time limit on my ATM withdrawal. I'll tell them we tried.
Alrighty, I am here. We'll see everybody in a bit. Wrong light. Any GDZ mobile? Station mobile, this is KE4ZYQ.
Morning, Joe. How you doing today? Got East BBC here.
Well, first of all, thanks for asking. I'm breathing, seeing and hearing, and somewhat mobile at home, so can't complain. How about yourself?
Same. Woke up on the right side of the dirt, so all is well. Just headed to breakfast with the Hazel Park group.
Oh, I just got done talking briefly with T.O.Y. He's headed there too, I guess. So you guys have a good breakfast. I mentioned to him one of these days in spring or summer here, if you guys do it then, I'm going to try to make one of those breakfasts. But for me to get up, usually the first thing I do when I get up is wake up a little bit and I get breakfast going. So my stomach would have to say, wait a minute, you're in a car, you're driving, you got to wait for your breakfast. That's like people getting up having the first cup of coffee for me.
Yep, totally get that. We do this every week. So we've been doing it every week for, I don't know how many years. Before I joined the club, they were doing it. And I've been with the club for four or five years now. So, yeah, it happens every single week, same place. Cozy Cabin, DeQuinder, 12. Over.
You just answered one question for me I had, and your mental telepathy worked, because I forgot where it was until you mentioned it and it rang a bell. I know what you're talking about, but I've never been there for that breakfast or anything. So, like I said, I got to make the trip before I'm under the sod instead of above it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of fun, just a lot of people talking radio and other stuff. But, you know, I mean, it's get a bunch of amateur guys in the room, and the only thing you're going to talk about is amateur. So, but, yeah, it's good stuff. Lots of people come in with questions for the Elmers, and just, you know, great place to learn and great place to share what you know, and just and good food, you know, they take care of us there, and so it's a good place. It's right by my house, so it's not too far, so I'm a happy guy.
Yeah, so that, well, it'd be a little drive for me over here by Hayes or Garfield and Hall Road, but hey, it's not that far. I'd catch DeQuinder and go down towards 12, I'd be there probably in a few minutes. But yeah, as long as they make good breakfasts, I'd be all set, because I like good, real scrambled eggs and maybe link sausage and a good whole wheat toast with a little bit of juice or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been disappointed there. And, you know, I go there a lot. And my radio just went, so that means my battery's going. So, and I look at the meter, and sure enough, it is pretty low. So if I lose you, you know why.
Hi, KE4ZYQ. Well, I didn't know you had an HT instead of a mobile. But hey, whatever works. Well, tell everybody hello. You're going to be the second person I said that to this morning, along with TOY, so Tell them, hey, that guy bugged me in the morning, too, coming to the restaurant. tell T.O.Y. I said hello. I said, wait a minute, he told me to tell you or everybody else hello. I'm getting a record here. I wonder if I can get a record of how many people go and I catch on the way.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. All right, Joe, I'm pulling into the parking lot now, so this is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, and I will say so long, 73, have a great day, and I will be clear after your close.
Well, thanks for the cue, so glad you got there, destinated safely, and safe travels on the way home or otherwise. And like I said, seriously, tell everybody I said hello and see what TOI says. Don't make any reference to it until you say hello to everybody and tell them that for me. 73 for now. Safe travels. KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, you can go up to the next street.
and next light and turn right, I'll take you right there.
You just got to turn still.
Nice road. Place here?
Here. Yeah, it's down at the end of the building to the right.
Mobile. AF8FGT.
W8FU.
I-75 heading southbound for home after a morning out with the fellas at a show. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm at I-75 in Toledo Road, and I am going to my next stop in my day. I just took my general test with the Motor City Radio Club, and I passed my test. So, no class. I gotta go to Kroger now. You know, typical adulting.
Well, congratulations. You can now sign with the Stroke AG where needed. You don't need it here, but anyhow. Very cool. Opens up the world to you. I know you said you were going to work on it, so you knocked it out.
NHDZR.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, go ahead and pick it up.
Fine. Yeah, I was looking at the HF radios. This looks like the expensive part of the hobby.
Yeah, I might have got a little discombobulated with the repeaters. Somebody else chimed in there. But yeah, you start getting an HF, and things start getting a little pricier. Who else was in there? DZR, was it? Something like that?
Yeah, Sean, it's N8DZR. My name is Brian. And, yeah, I was just wondering how the show was today. I didn't get to go. What was that show like? It was a vintage radio show?
Okay, Brian, yeah, get used to the new one. But, you know, it's old radio gear, mostly audio, broadcast sets, things like that. There's almost no radio. In fact, I'd say I didn't see any, specifically ham radio. So it's mostly, like, old-time radio. And, you know, microphones and records and stereos and stuff like that. And always have fun. Seemed like everybody enjoyed it, and I bought a hat. That's all I got. So there you go.
Okay, good to hear everybody had a good time. I was just wondering what the show was like. Go ahead, other guy.
I gotta do some homework now. Figure out if I can run two antennas on my vehicle. I know HF isn't always the best for mobile, but I don't have a home unit yet. still in between this place and moving to the new house. Off the beach, I didn't buy a big radio yet. But just got to see what my options are, how things work.
Yeah, HF can be a challenge in the mobile. I run a bug catcher. They're much. You don't have to do that. You can run ham sticks or any number of other odds and ends, specifically for one band, or you can. There's other arrangements that can give you a few bands with tacks and whatnot, but HF in the mobile is a challenge. There's a whole bunch of, it's a whole art in and of itself. And then at home, you know, it's easier, but still, there's challenges that you just don't have with the rest of the stuff, but well worth it. Wires are pretty affordable and easy to throw up in the air if you got a tree. I don't know your situation, but good wire antenna will get you the world. So, very cool. You will definitely enjoy it. So, again, congratulations. Brian?
Yeah, one of these days I gotta graduate to the, up to the HF and getting on the HF with you guys. What kind of HF? What bands do you usually run in the car? Over.
That might have been directed at me. So I tend to like one of the harder ones. That's 75 meter. 40s got a real following on the low bands. You know, those are going to be good ground wave, good local, you know, in tight, stuff like that. 20, 15, and 10 are easier to run out of the mobile, 10 in particular. But, you know, the bands are not open always, and then where they're open to is not, I guess, not mobile friendly. That's probably not the right way to put it. 40 and 80, 75, 80, 40 seems to be where people go. 160 has some guys that do it, but that's a real chore. You know, because the antennas are very inefficient in the mobile, and on 160, more so than anything. So I would say the main bands people are running HF on are probably 75 and 40, if I had to guess.
Well, as for me, personally, that's stuff I've got to pay attention to and figure out. But I really just took my general test because I wanted my buddy to administer the test or be there when I passed, because I wanted him to do it when I did my tech license, but they weren't, his club wasn't offering the test at the time, so. And I'm moving away, as some of you know, so I wanted to do it while I could, and it worked out good, but. Yeah, I'm going to do a home unit at some point. I'm just going to put an antenna on the roof, but we'll see how it goes from there. I'm still learning on this UHF, VHF, you know, just the stuff.
Same with me. I'm still learning on the UHF and the VHF. I do have a quad band radio, a tight 8900 in the car. It does 10 meters and 6 meters, but, man, any place I went, I was smacking everything with that antenna. So I finally took it off and I put a dual band on there. Go ahead.
Well, if you think 6 and 10 are bad, wait till you see what you got to do for 40 and 80. That could be a real challenge. You know, you don't got to be in any big rush. You know, like I said, you knocked out your general. Now you just tool around, listen around, see what interests you. Figure out, you know, whether you're going to be a POTA guy or whether you're going to be a, you know, mobile guy or whether you're going to be a mobile. It's a whole different kettle of fish on the low band because, like I said, antenna efficiency is so low, and
and there's so many, you know, issues with grounding and bonding your car and everything like that. And you might be able to get away with some easy installations, but mostly you're going to need a little, you're going to need to put a little work into it to have any results. So I wouldn't be pushing toward that necessarily. I enjoy listening, like just get a receive antenna, then it's not so important to be resonant, you know, and just sometimes I'll just have a radio in here, and a lot of times I'll just camp it out. Sometimes I'll just camp it out down low on 40 where the guys are running real fast, Moores, seeing if I can have any of them rub off on me through osmosis. But then I shouldn't be sleeping while I'm driving, so I guess it's not osmosis. All right, I'm pulling onto my street here, and the next step will be driveway and park, so I'll get inside. I'll make this my last. W8FU.
Yeah, I'm calling my final as well. I got to go in here to Kroger and deal with this crowd, so thank you again for the congratulations, and KF8FGT, we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, guys. It was nice talking to you. 73 is Sean. 73 is FTG. This is NABZR. We're monitoring.
KZ8HZ Mobile.
Go ahead, HZ. Take it away.
Okay, good morning. Had you home from work? Who got the who upgraded to general?
I think it was FT8FTG.
Oh, okay, very good. I'm just curious. Anyway, I use the Shark Whip on HF, but I don't do any mobile with it. Stationary in a park.
Yeah, okay, I gotta learn and find out what this is all about, this park stuff and POTA and that. This is all new to me. What a fantastic hobby.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I think it's parksontheair.com. .com or .org, but one of those two. Anyway, I'm driving, so otherwise I'd take a look at my phone and tell you for sure.
Oh, okay, I'll have to go take a look at that on the internet, over.
Yeah, I have a Google Gmail, and I've got Google links to a bunch of other stuff. So I usually use that to sign on to it. You can use Google or Facebook or just create your own username and password to get an account. The account's free.
Oh, awesome. Parksontheair.org?
I'm not sure if it's .com or .org. One of the two.
Okay, I'll go take a look at that. I'm going to back out of here now. I got to get to work on my taxes. So nice talking to you. 73s and NABZR clear.
Hey, before you go, it's POTA.app. POTA.app. APP. KZAZ.
Yeah, from here till Tuesday, working these four overs, these 12-hour shifts. I'll have to stop somewhere and pick up the latest current version of TurboTax.
There you go, Joe.
Hey, Jay, what's going on? JG8HZ.
KZ8HZ. What is that Parks on the Air? What is that about?
It's I don't know, it's not really a contest. It's It's just an activity, you know. You go out to one of the parks. You gotta go onto the website, and they've got a map on there. If you pull down menu on the left top left-hand side, you can go to the map, and you can see the entities are around in this area. Or you can go to the spotter page, and you can see all the different people that are activating parks, where they are in the country.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll look into that one day. It sounds like it's interesting, yeah. Yeah, so how's the weather out there?
It's like overcast. It's not bad today. It's my car is saying it's 17 out.
Not bad, huh? Yeah, I heard it's supposed to be cold for a few more weeks, like a week or so too, before the weather breaks there. So, oh well, with your hay. This is January, and getting ready to roll over to February, so once we can get past February, well, it may be slightly cold in March or sometime, but at least you know you're getting ready to come out of winter for sure there, Greg.
Yeah, Sunday's the first. This is the first Punxsutawney show day.
What was that about, what?
Hey, this is the first, that's, the, Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the Groundhog, okay. I don't keep up with all that, but, yeah, that's it.
That's my favorite fun barometer to see what they predict on that. You know, how accurate it is to... Anyway, yeah, and now with YouTube, they video the, or live stream the whole event on your YouTube. So, makes it kind of neat. I wouldn't mind going out there one year. It's like a four-hour drive. I don't know. It's in some park or something or whatever, and they have like a band and they're playing music and all kinds of goings on. Got like 4 or 5 in the morning, waiting for the lights to come up. And see whether then they have their ceremony to see what the critter's gonna do there. That hated and despised critter of PETA, Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, okay. he's I don't know nothing about that kind of stuff there, Steve. Yep. Yeah, we got something left to get into in ham radio. It's amazing, you know. Every time I turn around, somebody coming up with something else, something good there, you know. But I mean, I remember when I got into heckling back in 07, somewhere 07, 08, something like that, man. And I was very shocked, you know, how you can talk all over the world on Echolink, and then turn around, then you can get on your phone, so that was pretty exciting to me. But then, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of hams, that's just they might as well talk on the telephone. But I don't look at it that way, you know. One ham talking to another ham, regardless of what made, mold, whatever we use there. We got so much we can use there. A lot of people, you know, a lot of guys, a lot of people only want to talk on a repeater. That's a repeater, you're not talking, you know, you're using a repeater and all that kind of stuff. What difference does it make? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. PETA wanted, They wanted the Punxsutawney Film Committee to use some kind of hologram instead of manhandling the animal, and I get so tired of that group anyway. But no, they're going back to the same thing, and they have a special event station. I think it's on probably 40 and 20 meters, probably one or both of those bands. They have a special event thing for Groundhog Day.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I was kind of looking into that. No doubt about it. You going to Dayton this year?
Yes, I am.
I had a feeling you say you gonna go. Do you go just about every year? You going down there for one day, or you going there for the weekend, or what?
Yeah, I got campsite and stuff. I think we're heading down there on Wednesday or something like that.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I gotta get my crew together. See what they gonna do. Cause it is getting. Say February. It won't be long, man. That thing really creeping up on you. I don't miss Dayton. I go every year, even if I go down there for one day. But I want to go there for the weekend, but I better get busy, see if I can find a room and give me a rental car or something like that, because mine ain't going to make it down there. And I doubt the other guys that I want that's going with me, they probably don't want to drive their vehicle. So we just chip in, get a rental car for a couple of days and get a room down there, and there you go. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it's either that or they got a bus service that's going down there. I think it's heads out of there from Ann Arbor, and I think it's Scottsdale and Toledo, and then it's down there, I think, for Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the bus system, yeah. But that's only one day. To me, that ain't nothing but a teaser. So, but if I can't find, if these guys decide to change their mind, that might be a good thing to do there, Roger.
Yeah, I forget how much it is, $75 or $100 or something. I have to
look on my Gmail account. I see the article on there. It's Gmail somebody sent me. Yeah, Roger. Well, I'll go on the internet and see how much it costs. What do you have to beat up at and all that stuff. And just in case, I might just say, oh, well, why not just jump on the bus there. Yeah. No doubt about it, yeah. So, yeah. So, you where you going? Go to Wednesday, and then you leave out. You stay to the drawing on Sunday, and then you're gonna leave out coming back.
I'm back Monday.
Oh, you there? I hear you. Get your nerves from Wednesday to Monday. And as long as I've stayed down there was. We used to get together and leave out on Thursday, and you know, even afternoon, something like that, even, and then get down there in time enough to get the room and go out to dinner, get out some dinner and stuff, and head back in, and then get prepared to, you know, for bed and get up the next morning here to the swap there, and we leave out there right after the drawing. You know, they had a drawing. So you can't win, but I guess you can't win a certain prize unless you be there for the drawing there, Roger.
Yeah, the runner-up stuff, the smaller prizes, yeah, you gotta be there. But those main grand prizes, those ones, you don't have to be, you don't have to be there. They ship it to your, anywhere around the world.
Oh, well, that's interesting. You know, I took a friend of mine with me, his first time going down in 04, I think it was 04, I think. And that was the first time. And, of course, we fill out our tickets. I dropped mine in the box, and then he dropped his right after me, right? So then all of a sudden, we get back home, and he got a copy of it on the radio he had won. And he showed me, he says, "Hey, Jay, you ever seen a radio like this?" That's it. That was the Yaesu 847. He won third prize. I said, "Yeah, I got one. I named about three other of my friends that got them. Yeah, that's a good radio." He said, "Well, I won one." But something, he had to pay the taxes or something, too, on that, Jay. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah,
there's always got a handle. Well, Steve, I wonder if, UPS used to be down there when you get something big, it shipped back. I hadn't seen UPS in the last couple of times I was down there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's, they'd be there to package up stuff and ship it off.
So they still do?
I don't know. I don't know if they're there again, if they're going to be there or not.
Okay. Oh, well. Well, all right, Stu, I guess I'm going to jump out of here and get me something to eat and everything and continue with my day Saturday here. So you're more easy out there while I still send the vendors and them bumper jumpers out there. So, so we'll talk with you later. This is NAWG. I'm going to be clear.
673J, have a good day. KTA Dispatch. KFA FGT from AC80.
This is KFA-FJH testing.
KF-8-FJH, this is NAWRO Richmond. Go ahead.
What's up, how are you today? I was just, this is the first time of me trying this repeater. I haven't really tried it yet. How am I making it into the repeater? Over.
Yeah, good copy. Loud and clear. I show you on the Warren repeater coming into the network. And just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Tim Tango India Mike. And I think I may have sent you a postcard for ARPSC. I don't know if you got it in the mail yet, but we're inviting all newer hams, if you're interested. Back over to you.
Okay, yeah, I did. I think I did see something like that. I didn't know too much about it, but I'll definitely look at it again real quick. I'm making food right now at the moment. I'm about to pour out some noodles, so I'll be... I won't be able to touch my radio for like 30 seconds, but I'll be listening.
Hey, go take care of that. I'm standing by. I'll get back to you when you get a minute. NAWRO, standing by.
Okay, this is KS8SJH. I'm all set now. I just had to pour out the water for the noodles.
I don't know what you're making, but I tell you what, it's already sounding good. But, yeah, I don't, if you got a minute, it's probably on the card if you have it, but I just wanted to give you that website. And if you're interested, just take a look, and you're more than welcome to join us on the net. Or if you'd like to join us for training next month, which is coming right up, I guess, tomorrow. So just wanted to roll that out to you. NAWRO, back over to you.
KSA, that's JH. I'm going to look at my, I'm going to put this by mail real quick, and I think it's right here that you sent me. It says you opened the door to the world of fun and learning things. Is this what you, it says ARRL Amateur Radio, this top, and has my address on it, and has my call sign, Ham Radio KSA FJA operator.
And no, that's not ours. That's from the ARL. You're probably going to get bombarded with a few things. Ours is a little bit more local, Macomb County. You probably haven't got it yet because I think I might have sent it just a day or two ago. But if you get a chance, just take a look at our website. It's MacombARPSC.org. Once again, it's MacombARPSC.org. If you're interested, you're more than welcome to check into our net and stop by our training sessions once a month and try us on for size. There are no dues of any kind, but it's a good organization, and we just like to reach out to the new ham. Once again, congratulations on getting your ticket.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I don't know if I'm going to get that mail from you, like if you sent me something in the mail. I don't know if I'm going to get it because, I mean, sometimes I get my mail, you know, but I don't know why, but perhaps like my address, it says something like my address on the ARRL thing is honestly, it's not the right address at all. I've been trying to figure out how to change the address, you know, that the ARRL has for me, and I've never been able to figure out how to change my address here. So hopefully it doesn't say, like, I'm not going to give you my address, but if you probably should pick me up on QRZ and see if the address matches up with the mail you've sent me. Because I remember my neighbor, you know, has been bringing me mail to my house, you know, and stuff like that. That's mine, and I can't figure out how to change or something. I was going to ask, you know, if you knew how to, you know, how I can probably change it. That way it's the address. Because even on my ID card that I ordered from Ham Radio Prep, it has my wrong address. I don't really know why.
NAWRO. Hey, copy that. You know, Ben, I just looked you up. We've talked before. I knew I recognized as the call sign, but it took me a minute to check out. We spoke before. You were going to get a hold of, if you were interested in dropping by one of our meetings, I understand that you're, below 18, so that was the deal where we'd have to get a hold of one of your parents. So, you know, you could, if that's something you're still interested in, you know, if you could get a hold of manager of our group, if you're interested, and we'll come up with some kind of arrangements where you could attend our training. And we certainly could help you out with changing your address with the FCC. Copy?
Roger that. Yeah, that'd be perfect. I'll talk to my dad about getting into the training and that one-month meeting thing. I'm going to have to see about that. I think you're... Aren't you the guy that offers... Because you know the net that happens, the in-person meeting that happens the first Thursday of the month on the 147.200 repeater in Mount Clemens, right?
Copy that, yeah. I'm the guy you were talking with about, oh, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or so, and we were trying to see what we could do for you. Had a couple of QSOs there where I couldn't reach you on 7.2, and yeah, we had another one of our guys do a relay. Tom, he let us know that you weren't able to make that last meeting and all that. But yeah, if we could talk to you know, if you just go ahead and have him call our Dave. I think you talked to Dave on a QSO once coming home, and then his dad, Dave Senior, talked to you as well. So yeah, when you get a chance, if you could have one of your parents just send an email or, you know, send a or call and a phone number on the website, and we could make arrangements, you know, for you to train to attend our training. You know, unfortunately, we couldn't have you as a full member because we need 18 or above to deploy. But we'd certainly be happy to help you out with some of these questions you got if interested, and, you know, if Mom or Dad agrees. Back over to you.
You know, a while back, I showed my dad that number, and he said, and when I showed him that number at first, you know, he said that I can't call that number on my website. Can you give me that website one more time so I can go over there and show him?
Yeah, sure thing, Ben. By all means, yeah, you can either email or, you know, call, but... yeah, we would want to clear it, of course, with, you know, Dad or whoever you'd like, one of your parental units, so to speak. Website, as follows, is macomb.org. That's Macomb, like the county, A-R-P-S-C, one word, .org. How copy?
Okay, I didn't quite hear everything, but I got Macomb, A-R-P-S-T. I don't remember the whole thing, I'm sorry.
No worries, you got the first part. The last is .org. .org.
Okay, I'm trying to get into it right now. For some reason, it's not really letting me, but I'm going to confirm just to make sure I typed it in right and spelled everything right. So, I got it spelled as this. The whole website is spelled like this. MACOCMARPST.org. Is that correct?
Not negative there, Ben. You got a couple of digits mixed up there. MACOMBARPSC.ORG. How copy?
Okay, I got it right this time. For some reason, though, my phone, for some reason, is not letting me open it. I'm going to try it again here. I just don't know why it ain't getting onto the website. I'm trying to, got to refresh it and see what happens here in a minute.
Hey, Ben, no worries. Just, you know, and if that doesn't work, just go ahead and Google it. We should. It's a relatively new website, so... I believe we're in the search engines now. Yeah, we'd have to talk to one of your parents first, and then we might be able to help you out with some training in that. Yeah, we're the people that are at the MISD building on training day right there in Garfield. I think you might remember that. With that, I think I'm going to take off, and we'll talk soon again. I will be monitoring today if you need anything else. So, WRO, back over to you. I will listen out.
KFAFJH. Remember that number on the website? You know, I showed my dad it, and you know how that number says. He told me to call that number, but, you know, it says something, emergency something or something like that. My dad said, oh, it's only for emergencies or something like that, that you can call that number. But it's not really right. He could call that number, you know, to get in contact with him, right?
Okay, I see where the confusion might be, Ben. The boss that runs the place is called an emergency coordinator. And that number, you can call that. It's on the page there. The emergency coordinator's office, and the phone number is listed. You might end up leaving a message for him because he sometimes works midnights and stuff like that. But, no, that can be called. Or if he's uncomfortable doing that, go ahead and send an email to the info email just to the left of that. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good, and thank you for helping me out with that. I think I'm probably going to take off now, and probably I'm talking to my dad about this, doing this training thing and stuff like that, but I appreciate the information, and yeah, it's really helpful for me, so I really appreciate it. This is KS8FJH. I will be signing off now, but I'll wait for your final. Go ahead.
Always happy to help the new hands, Macomb County. So KS8FJH from NAWRO. I will be clear as well. Have a good one, Ben.
Not ignoring you. I get a run. We were just playing around with the bat phone for Tim.
Oh, did his finally come in?
He's got that texting problem with his. And I'm not at home. I'm at the office, so I got to get in front of mine and see where those settings were.
Oh, I didn't put texting on mine, but I got inbound, outbound, and all the other neat hoopla-hoo working on it now on my happy camper.
Don't know it good enough off the top of my head. I know it good enough if I'm in front of mine. So, all right, sir, I got to step out. I got to finish this place up. I want to get out of here. I've been here too long.
All right, have a good one, KKKJO. Oh, and I got my mustache with me.
Okay, yeah, I'll talk to you about that sometime, too. I lost interest in it because it wouldn't go anywhere, but maybe it's better. I'll talk to you later. WB.
Hey, Joe.
This is KSA-SKH looking for a radio check. Over.
Thank you.
I heard you, but came in a little bit. Some background noise there, so. I was able to hear you, but I was just saying there is some good about a background noise and a little bit of background noise.
Yeah, I'm on an HD off the Warren Tower. I'll have UNT in this GM32. So I'm going to do some reprogramming this weekend on it. Good deal.
Is it a Baofeng radio?
Yeah, it's the Baofeng DM32. I bought this one in my 1701.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I have the UC32. I'm not transmitting on it right now. I'm transmitting on my Baofeng DM-SAHP Pro right now, but I have two UV-32s that I have as well, and they work pretty good, but I was just wondering, what's the difference between the DMR, and the UV-32, the DM-32 and the UV-32, I don't know, what's the difference, do you know? This is KSA-SKH testing. This is KSA-SKH testing. KFADIC, go ahead.
Yes, there you are. It's Mike from Saginaw. I probably could have just texted you, but I figured I'd catch you to see if you were listening. I've been testing out that hands over ID situation, and I wanted to make sure that my in-trunk access was working properly, and I didn't know who else to call, so I did call your line, and I left you a voicemail. So, I don't know, I think you just have an extension, so I'm not sure if hands over ID offers
I don't know. Maybe somebody out there knows. I don't have no idea how that works. And maybe somebody out there, or by you there in Saginaw, maybe y'all know. I really don't have no clue how that works. Contacting me, CFA, PIC, or I'll listen out for you.
Something's wrong with your radio. You sound like shit.
Over here.
Hi, Mike. Your radio says, I don't know what it is, but you must be close to some TV or something. That's probably why. Check it out and find out. Anyhow, KFA-TIC.
Roger that, Jack. Have a good evening. That breaking station, is it still happening over here?
Now it's okay, Mike. I don't know what it was before, but now you're okay. KFA-DIC.
You're sounding better now, KFA-DIC. Alright, Roger. I just flipped over to the BERT repeater. Maybe there's something up with the James Township KBSWR repeater. So, yep, sorry to make all the racket. I was talking about phone systems and whatnot, so you can hear me before. This is KFA-EDQ, I'll be clear.
Yeah, your signal's coming in strong, but you sound really muffled. It's like you're talking to the wrong side of the microphone.
This is KFA-FQN listening. This is KFA-FQN listening.
KF8FQN. This is KF8DBZ. Do you copy?
KF8DBZ, this is KF8FQN. I hear that on clear.
Good. I understand you're new to the hobby. Welcome to Ham Radio.
Wait, can you repeat the last? I didn't hear you clearly.
I understand you're new to the hobby. Welcome to Ham Radio.
Yeah, thank you. I just got my license about a week, almost 2 weeks ago. But, yeah, I'm new. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, don't worry too much about being new. We were all of us new at some point in time when we started this.
Yeah, Yeah, I get it. We're all new at some point. Oh, also, did you just get your license renewed? I'm assuming too, because you have KF8 in your call sign.
Actually, I got my ham radio license last year. Before that, I still hold a GMRS license that is going to be 5 years old this year. And I've been playing around in RF since the 70s because I used to do a whole lot of stuff down in 11 meter known as CB.
Okay, that's cool. To be honest with you, I didn't even know CB was 11 meter. I don't know the frequencies of all the CB channels. But, yeah, it's really cool. I've heard a lot of people started out with CB radios. I started out with a Baofeng handheld.
There is nothing wrong with that. I've got quite a few of them myself.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I know. Right now, actually, on my handheld, I am monitoring my local repeater, WALAP, up in Lapeer. But I'm about 7 miles away from it, and I can get a, like, when I transmit to it, it comes in clear.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that thing is working out for you.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure out the settings on it, like, figure out everything. But I found the sweet spot in my house, which is actually where I wanted my radio in the first place. I have a shelving unit in front of my window, and normally it wasn't working. I think there was some, like, RF disturbance by my radio, so I wasn't coming in clear. But normally that's my sweet spot in my house was downstairs, actually. But I have a 3-foot width on mine. It's not external. But, yeah, I'm actually surprised I can get a good reception, good transmission from inside of my house.
That sounds like an interesting little setup.
Yeah, it's a really nice setup, especially for going outdoors. I can hear people from like 20-plus miles away, depending on what elevation I'm on. But for my birthday, I'm asking for a mobile unit for inside of my house, though. So I'm asking for a power supply for it. But yeah, I like my current setup right now. I like transmitting on here. Because right now I'm using Echolink to get on this net. But, yeah, I like my setup.
And you're using Echolink too. Very, very, very good. When it comes to asking for a mobile unit for home, I'm just going to say, stay away from radiodity. I'm talking on one right now, analog, and as you already noticed, it's a bit difficult to hear me unless I just about shove the mic down my throat and talk very loud. It has issues on the analog audio side, even though it does fine on digital. So I would stay away from that and suggest that you possibly get, say, an Alinco if you want to go digital. And if not, you could get an Alinco that isn't digital, or perhaps a TYT. They're all good radios, and they're inexpensive enough to start with, and they'll still do the job.
All right, yeah, Roger. I have some radioaudity radios, but they're two-way ones. But to be quite honest with you, I actually thought they were good radios. Another question, is there HF radios any good, or are they bad as well?
KF8 DBZ. I haven't used any of their HF rigs, and this mobile of theirs that I'm talking on right now is my first experience with their hardware. So specifically, this unit you need to avoid, and it's the Radiodity DB40D, as in Delta Bravo 40-Delta. Avoid this one at all costs. Some of their other units may be good, but this one is not.
All right, Roger. Yeah, I could tell you're cutting in and out sometimes during your transmissions. But, yeah, I was just wondering, because their HF radios look nice. They have a nice, like, waterfall display and stuff. But I'm working to get my general so I could communicate on HF. But thank you for the tip. I'll stay away from Radio Oddity or just that specific unit. Whatever. I just have experience with and new. But, all right, yeah, thank you.
Anytime, and you're welcome. And, yes, I'm not surprised that you're having issues even hearing me on this thing. Like I said, the volume cutting in and out, it's not just an issue on the outbound. It's an issue on the inbound, too. I've heard you before talking with other people on other radios, and everything sounds fine. On this one, you're very quiet. And it's the radio. It's not you. Everything you're doing right. Everything sounds fine. This thing is just weak at reproducing analog audio in either direction.
Really? Wait, what's, like, the advertised watts, like, the advertised output for the radio? Because I'm surprised you're not hearing me clear, like, loud, and I'm surprised you're cutting in and out.
Well, like I said, I'm not, but again, the issue with this thing is not in its output wattage. It's in how it handles the analog audio, because it also does digital, and when I have it in digital mode, I only have to turn the volume up to about one-third, and I can hear everyone perfectly clear, and everyone hears me perfectly clearly. But over here on the analog side, I've got the mic gain boosted to three-quarters of its maximum power. And to hear anybody talking back to me, I have the volume on the radio turned all the way up. And it's still just not that loud. It is not you. It is this radio.
All right, Roger. Yeah, the radio, it's kind of weird. I don't know anything about, like, the internals. I only know a few things about, like, the internal stuff about radios. But, yeah, it sounds weird. Works better on DMR. Which, I mean, that kind of makes sense. Again, I don't know, because it's digital. So maybe it's just, obviously different from analog. But, yeah, that's weird.
Well, the difference between digital and analog is that the way analog works inside, and you come across this as you study for your general, the way analog works inside is it varies the frequency according to your voice. So that's why they call it frequency modulation, and that's how it reproduces your voice. In digital mode, what happens is that your voice is encoded into digital information and transmitted as packets over the radio, much the same way that information is transmitted over the Internet via cable and all that. That's the difference between the two.
All right, Roger, yeah, I did not know that at all. Thank you for explaining. So is that why they call it packet radio? Like, when I listen to the ISS and stuff, there'll be, like, a separate frequency for packet radio. So is that, like, DMR or whatever?
I think what you're talking about is APRS. And, yes, that's another form of packet radio. Basically, it transmits data packets is how it works. And that's why the audio on DMR is so clean and clear, because all the noise gets processed out. Analog, you have to live with the noise because you're messing with the actual carrier wave.
All right, Roger, yeah. I've been wanting to get into DMR and stuff. I've been doing my research about it, but not so much analog. Like, I've researched analog before, but I didn't know. I knew about, like, carrier signals and stuff, but I didn't know, like, about how the static and stuff. Like, there's always static.
Yeah, and it has to do with all the characteristics of RF. When you're transmitting data packets, you can get everything nice and clean and clear, and none of the noise that can get picked up by the carrier wave or come from the background ever makes it through. When you're dealing with analog, well, there's always going to be some noise in there somewhere, no matter how good it is. Unless you're really close to each other or transmitting a whole lot of power, yeah, you're going to hear some noise. It's normal.
Good, guys. Sounds good, guys. Sounding real good.
Yeah, when I'm talking to one of my buddies on the radio, we're like about 50 yards away. There's like absolutely no static from my handheld to his two-way radio. Which, speaking of that, I found out how to tap into Radio Oddity two-way radios. So that was a pretty cool like feature of my radio. But yeah, makes a lot of sense. I didn't know about like how the static and stuff came in from that carrier wave. But to be honest, thank you for all that information. That's actually really good to know and stuff.
Well, you are most welcome. And I think I heard another breaking station in there in between us. That person, for me, was extremely quiet. But also, I need to say goodnight because I have to get in and fix dinner for the kiddies and all that sort of thing. It is the end of my day. It was an absolute pleasure talking to you. I hope you have a good rest of your evening. Just so you know, my name is Cliff, Charlie Lima, India, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, and my call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. So I'll say goodnight to you at 73s, and hope you clear after your final.
All right, Roger, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I always like talking to new people on internet, so I appreciate it. Thank you for all the information, and I hope to talk to you again. This is KF8FQN, clear and listening.
WDHKLL-KF8-DIC. One more time. WDHKLL-KF8-DIC. KF8-DIC. Clear.
KEA-LAX, this is KF8-FQN. I'll say again, KEA-LAX, this is KF8-FQN. This is KF8-FQN, clear and listening.
WDHKLL-KF8-DIC. KF8-DIC, clear. WDHKLL-KF8-DIC.
KF8-DRC, KE4-ZYQ.
Well, good evening, Joe, and how you doing this Saturday night?
Jack, I didn't hear who you were calling come back to you, but that might have been them. See who that is, and I'll hang on. KE4ZYQ.
WDHKLL-KF8-DIC. Joe, I think there's another station out there. I don't know who they are. Go ahead, Joe.
KE4ZYQ, that might be some RFI incident there, as you know. But how are you doing? You asked me a question. I'm doing decent, considering I did a lot today at home, between laundry and dishes and shower and shave and dress and some other things around the house. But I think I'm done for the weekend. I think tomorrow's going to actually be a day of rest. How about you?
Roger that. I done that in the morning. Clean up, sweep, clean up the bathroom, clean up the shower, make something to eat, and all that stuff. And I finished up about maybe 4 hours ago.
You know, K4Z Lucky, you know when you're the head of the house, the only one in the house, you're the maid, the butler, the cleaning lady. Yeah, I think I do everything. I wear all the hats. How about you?
Oh, Joe, I do everything, too. Sleep. Go outside, clean up the snow, blow the snow away, go get the mail, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, K4ZYQ. Well, you know, sometimes being I'm here by myself, I sometimes argue with myself just to keep in practice, because if I ever come across somebody I have to deal with, I want to make sure I can spar with them. Hi.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Sometimes I do that too, but, you know, and sometimes you can't think of everything. But, you know, you got to keep going first. Then when you finish, you sit on and relax.
Well, Jack, the one thing I know about retirement after all these years is it's nice to not have a formatted schedule. And even though there's some things you got to do on a regular basis, like bills or whatever, but that's inevitable. But it's nice to have a open schedule, no major commitments on a regular basis, and that's the fun of retirement, is you do what you want, when you want, and if you want, right?
You're 100% right. And you cannot go backwards either, number one. Number two is you got to take them as they come in sometime. KFA-DRC.
Mr. Jack, not to sound personal by any means, but what's new with you? Anything new, exciting, different? Had you done anything recently or gone anywhere or bought something interesting, just out of curiosity? Back to you.
Well, Joe, I have not been nowhere because it's been so cold, and I'm afraid to catch that cold, and I didn't want to do that. So I'm sitting here between four walls and a TV and watching the TV like almost all day.
Well, Jack, I think we've got some things in common then. I don't necessarily watch all day long, but it's my companion sometimes, certain shows, programming, and it's good to catch up on the news and the weather, as you know. Honestly, even if I'm not going out for the day or many days of the week, I like to know what's happening in the outside world, because I know there's a bigger world than what's inside these walls, so I always like to know what's going on in case I have to go into the bomb shelter. Hi.
Yeah, you're right, man. The biggest world, you got to find out what's on the outside the world. No, I really, you know what, you know, between this news and that news, I figured out what's going on out there, and that's about it. I don't pay attention too much to them, really, too much. You know, I like, you know, watching, you know, like, you know, like, football or hockey. I really do hockey. I watch, you know, a lot of hockey. And, I mean, I have a box that's got all the hockeys I want. And that's what's happening.
K4ZYQ, well, you must have watched the Wings lose their last game terribly. I think it was, 5-0 or something like that? I watched that one. Shoot, there was something I was going to ask or say. Oh, Not to get into anything personal, but I got something to share with you. Let me reset here. If you get sore joints, hip, knee, or something, and you don't have any skin disorder, or you got to be careful what you put on your skin, there's a thing that you may or may not know about that does work, and you don't put it on every day, 10 times a day, just once in a great while, and it's nothing major. And it's not that expensive, but it's called frankincense oil. Frankincense oil. You can get it from Amazon, or I don't know if you can get it locally, but Amazon sells it. And it comes with an eyedropper. Once you open up the thing and put the eyedropper inside, screw it on, you just take a little bit, maybe on a gloved hand, rubber glove, rub it on your knee or something, you got a lot of pain. I got to tell you, it helps your hip and knee type things. Shoulder would too. I've done a shoulder, elbow. But it gives you some pretty good relief for a good amount of time, for the day or so or more. You got a copy of that?
Back to it saying, I don't have that with my knee and all that. Sometime I get that my knee, but I got a lot of Charlie horse. I don't know, what Charlie horse means or not. When you sleep, you get that a lot of time. And it really threw you out. You get up at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. And that's not fun anyhow. But really, the arthritis on the fingers and hands, yeah.
I don't recommend this frankincense oil that you can get for your hands. Because if you put it on there for arthritis, you might rub your eyes, so you don't want to do that. The Charlie horses, you may check with your primary doctor when you get a blood workup. They check your blood for any deficiencies or problems. You may be low on things like potassium or certain things. That's why people sometimes have Charlie horses at night when they rest and they lay down and their muscles are at rest for some degree, but they're lacking vitamins that keep them flexible and elasticity. So you next time you go to the doctors and they do a blood work, say, am I deficient in things like potassium or something, that'll give me Charlie horses. And if you're not on any supplements or anything by the doctor's recommendation, your primary doctor, you may talk to them about it, see what they suggest. Roger?
Yeah, I won't do that. And one thing about me, I used to put my cell phone on my bed when I sleep in case somebody calls at night or something like that. It's part of the family or something like that. And really, it's not a telling her. But I found that out. Don't put that cell phone by you. Put it away, way away from you. And you shouldn't have that much problem. I done that for past, 2 days? And really, I don't have that much problem.
Just so that, well, cell phones have been known not to be good for your head. I have never, since I've had a cell phone for years, ever put the phone up to my ear. It's either on speaker, or it has Bluetooth, or earbuds. I don't put the phone next to my head, because I definitely don't want to have things in the future on that they find out, oh, well, that caused cancer, and you got cancer around your ear and your head. So, no, cellular signals are not good for the body, as far as I'm concerned. Back to you.
KFHDRC, you're right. That cell phone shouldn't be there on your bed at all. It should be away, put away, far away, really. And I found that out. And you know what? I even have one of them, Apple Watch. I took mine off and I don't even sleep with it. I just leave it alone, way away from me, and it really helps out.
KD4ZYQ. One other thing, Jack, to think about is if you're getting Charlie horses, you may be dehydrated at times, and unless your doctor tells you anything about water intake, how much water, if you're on any kind of advice from a medical doctor, your doctor, you may want to think about that and check and see if you get enough water throughout the day, not a lot, but enough. Some people do get Charley horses because they're dehydrated, and the muscles like to cramp up due to dehydration. Roger.
Yes, that's probably why. I want to the drugstore one day, and I saw a voice good for Charley horse. That lady there, she was a drugstore. She put out all the stuff for the people and all that. And she told me use mustard. One spoon of mustard will do the job. And really, it does the job.
The sad thing about getting Charley horses at night, when you're walking around, your muscles are stretching. And you're using them, and they're getting good circulation, and hopefully getting enough fluid from water, hydration. The problem about laying down at night is you're resting. Those muscles say, we can tighten up now. We're not moving. So if they're dehydrated or there's some deficiency in vitamins or potassium, or they'll just cramp right up saying, we've got to do something here. This ain't right.
Yeah, you're right, Joe. All right, Joe, I want to back out of here for a little bit. I want to go have a little ice cream. It's almost ice cream time for me. So, good talking to you, and good to hear you out there, and we'll talk again. I'll listen out after your final. KFA, DRC.
Jack, one of these days this summer, spring or summer, if you ever go to any of those breakfasts, like on Saturday or whatever, one of these days we're going to meet, and your perception of what I might look like, everybody has a picture in their head that they don't think about consciously, but you kind of get a picture of what somebody looks like, and then when you meet them, it's like, well, your voice don't go with your face. Not that that's bad, but it's funny. People don't always look like how they sound. So I probably sound younger than I look. I look like an old bald man. But anyhow, good talking with you. And I hope your muscle cramps go away and you don't have much of them. And thanks for the QSO. KF8DRC from KE4ZYQ. Station out there, your modulated volume was very quiet. Couldn't read you. I could hear you, but I couldn't read you. Roger from KE4ZYQ.
Roger, this is KFA-FQN. That was me previously. I was on my Baofeng handheld. I'm located in Emily City, Michigan. Well, Michigan, obviously, but I was just testing out my radio.
QSO that. Well, you came through real loud and clear that time. Do you mind repeating the call sign? And this is Joe over here in Clinton Touchett, Juliet Oscar Echo. And that's KE4ZYQ.
Hey, Roger. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Tibet November. And also, I'm on Echo Link right now on my phone. And previously, like what I said, I was on my Baofeng.
I'm a slow typer, and I missed part of your call sign there. Kilo Foxtrot 8. And then after that, when I was typing, I missed the rest. Foxtrot something.
Yep, my bad. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November.
I assume that would be Wyatt then. You've been on the radio a few times since you got your license a while. And I got to say, I recognize your voice, but I couldn't place the call sign with it, just like Jack. When I hear Jack, that was just on frequency, I know his voice a mile away, or several miles away. That's a phrase, an older person's phrase. But anyhow, how you doing, Wyatt?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Well, Wyatt, thank you for asking, first of all. And as I was telling Jack, I'm worn out from all the stuff I had to do today, or took time to do today, between laundry and everything else, and some things around the house, And this old body is getting kind of old. It's got a lot of miles on it, like a car, you know. When you used to work for a living and before retiring, running up and down stairs in a 8th floor hospital and working in healthcare and all that fun stuff. It didn't bother me at the time, but you know, like a car, when you put a lot of miles on a car, somewhere down the line it shows the wear and tear. I'm sure you can relate to what I just said. Back to you.
Yeah, it does not sound like fun, and I can relate a little bit. I do football, and after the season, like, you feel fine, or just even after practice, and then you just feel it when you go to bed.
Yep, KU4ZYQ. Well, you may not relate with the car scenario that I mentioned, but you know that when things are used a lot, they get worn out and get not too good, not like new. So the body's like that. Even though you're healthy and you do the right things, like running up and down stairs, but not too hard, it's the amount of miles you got on a body. You can tell people that have traveled around and did a lot, whether it's their job or activities or whatever. And some people are lucky. They're given genes, genetics, that they're really young at an old age. They still have good health, and they look young, they feel young, and they're lucky they got good genes. But some of us out here, not to sound odd or negative, we got some genes that are not too good, and normal wear and tear doesn't work out in the long term as well. But that's okay. That's life. That's what you learn when you get older.
Yeah, Roger. Well, hopefully, or when I get older, I'm not looking forward to that then.
KE4ZYQ. Well, Wyatt, let me, if you don't mind me, forgive me, but I'm going to give you a little piece of advice. You sound young enough that you got a lot ahead of you, life-wise, time-wise and all, and experiences, good experiences. I recommend that you remember this the rest of your life. If you don't ever smoke, it doesn't matter, cigars, pipes, cigarettes, whatever, if you never smoke and you never abuse any kind of like alcohol or whatever, especially the smoking part, I grew up in a family that everybody in my family smoked but me, and there's only one other person alive right now, and he's had a couple heart attacks. So he's a younger brother, believe it or not, and he may or may not be around long, but he's still working and getting around with a lot of pain. But I highly recommend to avoid the bad habits that can cause you bad health in a shorter life, because I've seen it in my family. They died young, very young. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger, I wasn't planning on smoking or doing any of that either, but I hope the best for your brother, and I hope he lives a nice long life. Well, after this, my work is wrong today. But yeah, I hope the best for your brother.
Well, thank you, Wyatt. I'm going to ask you a question that's kind of not unusual, but most people wouldn't ask it. I'm an older guy, but I do play games on my phone. You can play it on a tablet or a computer. I'm not a gamer like I got to play all the time, but I like playing games because it challenges you and it makes you kind of try to beat the automatic game player. You know, I don't play people on the internet. I just play the game itself. It's automatic generated. But I play chess and word games where you got to guess the letters of a word. You punch in different ones. They call it solitaire too. You play solitaire. There's certain games to challenge you. You must have a favorite one you do. Do you have one that you can say or want to? Don't feel pressured. I'm just curious.
There's two games, actually. And it is, I don't play it often, but it is Call of Duty. And then I like playing chess.
KE4ZYQ. Well, Wyatt, chess has been around for ages, for as long as most people have been alive, I think. And I've played it many times. I have that game on my phone, in fact. And I play it once in a while against the phone computer, you know, the AI, you know, artificial intelligence computer. I don't play people, like I said, on the internet. I don't like those links. I never do it. But anyhow, yeah, chess is a good mind game. Very strategic. Very good.
Yeah, it's really fun. It took me about 2 weeks to learn it, like learn all the, what would you call them, like, things of chess, like rooks and stuff. But my cousin and I played it. It was about 3 years ago. My cousin and I, he had a wooden, nice wooden chessboard. So we just started playing that when we were over camping.
Okay, E4ZYQ. Yeah, I play, like I say, I play my app on my phone, the chess game. And like you said, the bishop goes diagonally. The queen can go in different directions, straight back and forth. And the knight has to go, what, two in one direction and one in the next. A different thing. And all the, you know, all the parts. And the pawn can only go ahead by one, and then it can take another one, your opponent's piece, by going diagonally in one spot, one step. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good strategic game. And the more you do stuff like that with your brain, it develops connections for solving problems when you get older. The more people think dynamically and dimensions, the more ability you have to see outside the box, they call it. You'll hear that term as you get older. And the more dynamic you think, and the more out of the box, and not just one way of looking at something, the more you can solve issues and problems. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. I've heard about like problem-solving games like that, and what else? Let's just say, I don't know, solitaire is probably a problem-solving game, but let's just say that as well. But, yeah, I've read about it, and, yeah, what I've read is it definitely helps when you get older and stuff, like what you said with your brain and stuff. Back over to you.
Well, KE4ZYQ, well, not to bore you, Wyatt, I'll say one last thing about that, is when you're young like you are, like anybody, myself when I was young too, you're developing the connections of your brain to solve issues, to see what they call a multi-dimensional ability to work something or look at an issue, a problem, or a challenge in different ways of looking at it. And by doing that, you're developing a way of figuring out issues or problems or a way to do things in life, you know, whether it's build something with wood or whatever. You think dimensionally. You don't think on a one-level plane. So when people learn to think differently, like the chess game and like other things, you're using those parts of your brain that some people never develop because they don't challenge their brain to connect the different neurons, they call them, to solve issues or problems. So they're not able to decipher things like Einstein, the famous people that were very intelligent. They were born with intelligence, but they also used it. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. I definitely like my problem-solving games, but yeah, I didn't know that of how it develops, like, certain parts of your mind. I truly did not know that. But, yeah, I feel like even with this, like, ham radio hobby, it's problem-solving as well because of, like, all the math that's done for, like, OHM, stuff like that. But, yeah, I feel like challenging your brain is actually fun, too, so... yeah, back over to you.
Like you just said, and you know, when you got into ham radio, once you're learning how to not only operate a ham radio, whether it be a mobile unit or a base unit or whatever, or an HT, if you learn to program it and you learn the different aspects of putting the frequency in, pushing certain buttons, setting certain parameters. You're problem solving right there and exercising your brain. And guess what? Sometimes people like that, that do like ham radio or whatever, when they get a new TV and they got to program the TV or hook it up and this and that like a ham radio, guess who's going to be more apt to do it more efficiently, more accurately, and more quickly? Who do you think?
Probably the person that does ham radio.
And why, if you ever get a chance or don't know much about it, if you read a lot, take time one day to look up Yaesu 991A. That's a Shack in the Box radio. It's confusing, and even now, if I don't do much programming on it, I have to refresh my memory of how to program it, because there's step-by-step a way that you got to do it that only works. You got to put this in here and push that button to get this screen. As you know, anything, like any radio, even an HT. So when you're going through steps and learning processes and entering this number and pushing this button and entering this parameter, you're exercising your brain, but you're also accomplishing the goal. And that's higher level thinking than somebody that's never done it. They look at it and say, that's too complicated. I can't do that. And that's okay. That's no problem. Not everybody can do the same things and have the same hobbies. But doing what you're doing, you learn a lot at a young age. Back to you.
You're 100%, and I don't know about you, but I really enjoy this hobby. It's really fun talking to people from all over the state, and especially on my phone and stuff, all over the world. Like, I've talked to somebody from, I believe it was Africa. But yeah, like what you said, problem solving, pushing the buttons and stuff, learning about, like what you said, programming and stuff. But on a, speaking of that radio, I'm going to search that up because I've heard people talking about it, but I've never just took the time to search it.
USL that, KE4ZYQ. Yeah, I got mine, geez, I don't know how many years ago. It's not been real long, but some people already had one of these, and I got one, and before I got it, I went on YouTube, and I found how to program it, how it works, how to get through the screens and put the frequency in and the PL tones and all that stuff. So when I got the radio, I kind of knew almost everything to do to program it and operate it and make it work. And I don't remember much opening up the booklet just to verify a couple things at the beginning. But reading, like you know, does a lot of good if you look in the right place and get good advice, especially on YouTube, because some people don't have a good grasp of things. But, yeah, you're learning, and you're starting younger than I did. I started back in 86, got my license, 1986. You were even born there, probably, right?
Maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. But yeah, no, I wasn't.
Well, Wyatt, it's been a pleasure. If you ever hear my call sign out, I'm out just gabbing on one of the repeaters or band. And you got privileges on that frequency, which I'm sure you probably do. Don't ever hesitate to jump in, say hello, and be part of a QSOL roundtable. But it's a pleasure. Have a great rest of the weekend, and talk to you another time. And may good health and good fortune follow you all your life. From KE4ZYQ, the name's Joe Julie Oscar Echo.
Roger, thank you. Appreciate you, and I loved this contact. It was nice talking to you, and I wish you good health as well. And can you repeat your call sign one more time? I got the KE4, that's it.
Yep, no problem, Wyatt, no problem whatsoever. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec, KE4ZYQ. And I got that down in Tennessee, if you wonder where I got the 4 call sign, when most people in Michigan got an 8. You know, not all, but a lot of them got 8s. I got it down in Jackson, Tennessee. My wife and I, when she was alive, we got our license for technician, and and we got the 4 call, and I kept it when I came back to Michigan after losing my wife. So, KE4ZYQ, 73 for now. Listening out.
All right, Roger, yeah. Again, it was really nice talking to you. I enjoyed this contact, and I hope you have a good rest of your evening. And this is KFA-FQN, clears and listening. This is KFA-FQN. I will be doing 2 tests via my handheld bow thing just to test out my audio quality, just as a heads up. This is KFA-FQN. I'm going to be leaving this frequency, so I want to wish everybody a good night and 73. This is KFA-FQN, clear.
IAJ.